Bank of Cardiff, Jeremiah. How can I help you?
Well, you're an early bird. I like that.
Yes,
Leavesley,
sir.
Leavesley here over in Asheville. How are you this morning?
Hey, Mr. Leavesley. How are you?
We're fine. You didn't leave me a voicemail saying you have wonderful news for me, so I was hoping that's what you would have left me a message for. But
well, anyway, I do got some news for you. Right. So let me pull up your account here. Let's see here. WBS. There it is. Okay, so I know our goal was to try to get the two loans paid off and have you net around $35,000 was the goal, correct?
Or take a second position and have some reasonable offer.
Correct. Okay, so what's great is that I was able to get you a introductory program here. There was some negative things about your file. The things that the underwriters didn't like was there was some negative balances there. It kind of hurt you a little bit. But, you know, something that we were able to kind of overcome as far as the credit went. 653 wasn't on the higher end, but it was good because you were above average. Okay, there's a lot of business owners that aren't even above that 650 range, so you're at the 653, or your wife is, which is good. So the good news is that I got you guys an introductory program with us. Okay, now with your total, I kind of figured around $20,000 with those two loans that you have out, the one medium size and the one small one.
Yep.
Right.
Or we take out the second one, but I'm waiting to hear what you got to say here.
Okay. So I got you approved for $42,000. Okay. Now the $42,000 though, that needs to be the other loans need to be paid off. So in order to get this loan, this has to be, we want you to only have one loan. We don't want you to have multiple loans.
Right.
So we want to be able to give you some money to be able to pay off those other loans, and then whatever the balance is, you have the net. So I'm assuming you're going to have around $20,000 in the net.
Well, but what I found out was, I got to give you new information, is my first position loan, the payoff is $31,000, not what I told you. And the second one is about $4,100. So I would only net about $5,000.
Oh. Okay, so we need to go for second position then.
Yes.
Okay, so let me redo this.
Now, let me ask you a question. I have successfully paid, I've borrowed as much as $57,000 from MCC, or now BizFi, and I've never missed a payment one. When you're talking to an underwriter, do they understand that?
Absolutely, and they see that, and their fear was of getting a third position loan is that your business might be over leveraged. That was the fear.
IOU loaned me $27,000 back in maybe November last year, whatever it was, and I got 2 months left to pay, and I've paid every bit of that.
Yeah.
So I've had out in loans $52,000 or whatever, and paid them down to where I am now. So I'm just telling you this because if you were sitting with me in a room talking, I'd say, well, how much do they pay down, and has that been successful, and have they been able to manage that? That's what conversation I'd be having.
And Tom, that's why we got you the approval, to be straight up with you. That's exactly why, is because they see that. They understand that. So now it's like, all right, we've seen that he's paid it with the other companies. Now we want to make sure, you know, that we would love to earn your business. So we want to try and get you into a program with us and then be able to kind of open up the gates there for more money whenever
you
want.
As soon as I pay off MCC, I happen to like talking to you. You're not from New York.
I appreciate that.
Or Miami.
Right.
So I would see no reason not to keep that going if you can provide the path. I guess what it sounds like is a second position at a reasonable number with a reasonable... Does it have to be a daily payback?
To be straightforward with you, I mean, most of my first-time customers with us, they are daily.
I wouldn't turn you down over that. I was trying to get away from that. But
yeah.
Let's see what you come up with a second.
Okay. Okay.
Does $25,000 sound reasonable or not?
Yeah. Let me see what I can do. Give me to the end of the day. It's early here in my time, so I will get this started first. I have a meeting with the underwriter in about 45 minutes. I'll let him know the situation, and we're going to go for the second position. And then I'll get back in touch with you, Mr. Leavesley, and we'll take it from there.
Please call me Tom.
Tom, you got it.
All right. Well, let's hope you come back this time with some good news.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, that was good news the first time, but now that we know that, you know, more details.
What would, if you would do that and pay those off, what was the interest or factor rate going to be?
I was able to get it down to 35%. So your daily would have been less than what you are paying now combined.
Yeah. And I was pay 35, Jeremiah, so that's a bad number.
Okay. Well, let me.
First positions out there are all over the town available for 20%.
Yeah, I know. That's the thing, though. It wasn't exactly the first position. So here,
your original comment when we started a conversation was you were going to take first position.
Yes, we were going to try to take first position.
But at 35%, that's very onerous to me.
And to be the reason why I think it was like that is because you already had some current loans, so you know they were trying.
Wait! We're going in circles. If I understood what you said, you were going to take some first positions so I wouldn't have any more current loans.
That's correct.
So, the interest rate, if that's what you're quoting, that's an onerous number.
True. I see what you're saying, yes. You're right. So, you're saying that that's too high for you.
I'm not stupid, so IOU Capital certainly did not charge me 35% for their second position on $27,000.
Yeah, so I'm not going to do that as well. So let me go back. Let me see what I can do. I'll get you a number you like that'll make you happy, and then I just need to get the approval first. Once I get the approval, then I can work on getting that rate at a reasonable rate for you to make you happy.
Okay, sir.
Okay, Tom. I appreciate your time. I appreciate you giving me a call back, and I'll have some good news for you. Hopefully, okay.
Thank you, sir.
Thanks, Tom.